Good morning. How's everyone doing? Who wants to read my calendar for me? Owen, you want to read my calendar? Come on up. You got to come up here. Come on up. Come on up, Owen. There you are. Here you are. Take a look at my calendar. Pretty busy calendar, isn't it? Tell the kids what you see.
The day of the Lord is near.
The day of the Lord is near. That's on the 1st of November, wasn't it? What's it say on the 2nd of November? And on the 3rd of November? And on the 4th of November? All the way till the day. What does it say?
The day of the Lord is near.
The day of the Lord is near. Isn't that amazing? My monthly calendar is pretty busy. Because what is present each and every day?
The day of the Lord
is near. See, that's a... Thank you, Owen. Good job reading. That's a pretty busy calendar, isn't it? Isn't it? Look, I have something going on every day. And guess what? So don't you. And so don't all of them. See, the text today from our epistle lesson, Jesus is clearly saying to us that the day of the Lord is near. Now, if the day of the Lord is near, what does that mean to us? Owen? That the Lord is close by, that he may come at any time. And since he may come at any time, what must we be doing? We must be ready. You're right. We must be ready. We must be ready each and every moment, for the day of the Lord is near. And what it means, my dear little ones, is that Jesus may come at any time. Jesus may come at the time that we least expect. And that's the way it will be with the world. The world won't expect him to come. But you, because you were baptized, see the font over there? Because you were baptized, you have been made ready. And all of them who have been baptized, everyone looking at you, they have been made ready. And therefore, it's important for us to remain ready. And how do we stay ready for the day of the Lord that is near? How do we remain ready? Kellen?
Pray.
Come to church, you're right. We come to church, and what do we hear? The Word. We come to church to hear the Word. That makes us ready, because it strengthens our faith.
It's praying.
That's right. And we also come and receive His body and blood. And we come to Sunday school, and we come to adult Bible class. We're in the Word all the time. We read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest. Just not on Sunday, but on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. For each day, the day of the Lord is near. And when he comes, we don't want him to find us sleeping. Because if we're sleeping, if we're not ready, the weeping and gnashing of teeth, the outer darkness. And my dear ones, as your pastor, I don't want anyone to experience weeping and gnashing of teeth forever and ever. That's why as a pastor, I'm constantly telling you, you've got to read the Word, be in the Word, come to church, hear the Word. And also when you become old enough to understand fully what it means to be a Christian, then you come here to this altar. And here serving you is your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, he is near. He is near. He's actually here today. And since he is near today, that makes us ready each and every second. Each and every day, you're right. Each and every day. So that's the importance of having on your calendar, the day of the Lord is near. When you wake up in the morning, you can say to yourself, I'm a baptized child of God. The day of the Lord is near. And when you say your prayers at night, the last thing you can say is, the day of the Lord is near. We are ready. We rejoice. We can't wait. We can't wait for it to be here. The day of the Lord is near. Let's fold our hands and go to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our Savior. And thank you, Lord, for telling us that you are near. For, Lord, you have made a promise that you'll never leave or forsake us. You will not leave us as orphans. And, Lord, today we hear that your word is true and that what you have told us is also true, that you are always near, and that you may come for us at any time. Lord Jesus, make us ready. Keep us ready. And, O Lord, on that day that we come, we will rejoice. We will be exceedingly glad, for we will see you face to face, where there is no more pain, where there is no more sorrow, where there is no more mourning. Lord Jesus, please come quickly. And all the children said,
Amen.